Dan Bernstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. Weather in Chicago is starting to warm up. That means ice buildups melting, pipes bursting, heavy rain in the forecast, flooded basements, and new unwelcome water stains on your ceiling. Homeowners near the overflowing Fox and Des Plaines Rivers can rely on Aloha to fix and prevent flood damage. Listen, when any flood disaster strikes, you know who to call. Aloha Restoration will get you bone dry in no time. Call Aloha at the same time as the emergency response team to secure your home and prevent further damage. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. 847-865-5664.
At the Home Depot, the start of spring means it's time to add Vigoro and EarthGrow colored mulch to your list and your cart. Right now, get 5 bags at a special buy, just $10. Mulch helps retain soil moisture in shades of red, brown, or black. Hey, it's nice out. Today is the day for doing and mulching. With Vigoro and EarthGrow colored mulch, 5 bags, $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 per customer. Continental U.S. only.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank. Where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Get off my lawn.
Cubs win.
Gordon Wittenmeyer taking you inside the Cubs clubhouse.
Cubs win.
Chicago Cubs. Yeah.
The Chicago Sun-Times. Gordon Wittenmeyer.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Come on down to the Country Club, 3462 North Clark. Everybody here, make sure you're registered for tickets to today's game, the home opener, and we're having fun. And we've got Gordon Wittenmeyer joining us. Thanks for getting up. Thanks for coming over.
Come here straight from Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Straight from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So, tell us,
I did find some clean underwear on the way.
Thank you. I'm worried about you media guys.
Tell us what's gone wrong this early season.
Oh, good Lord. Your show's about to end. What are you talking about?
But, I mean, let's start with this one, okay? Do you buy this idea, and maybe it's a legitimate one, I can't get on board with the idea that there's too much pressure on this team, that we're asking too much of them to start the season strong, and it's in everyone's head, and they're trying to save Joe's job, so everybody's failing.
I don't think they're trying to save Joe's job, but I do think there was a lot of talk about this, both among players in the front office and the dialogue between the players in the front office, all winter long and all spring, that I do think it got in their heads. And I think that Lester said that when we were in Atlanta. And so I would tend to believe a guy like him. And when we say pressure, it's just you lose a couple of games and then you push a little harder, you try a little harder, and guys start to do too much. As experienced as they are, that's human nature. And so it'll correct itself, and maybe it started to yesterday. But that's a process, and there's probably still a few guys that are doing it.
That's a macro look. Let's look micro. Carl Edwards Jr., how is he permitted to open the season with that windup, having the Cubs looking at it every day of spring training without anticipating that it would be deemed illegal?
It's the move that he started spring training with was not illegal. It was what Kenley Jansen has done sometimes. He borrowed it from Kershaw, who does it sometimes. It becomes illegal when you touch the ground the second time during the delivery.
That's what he was doing.
I know. That's what he was doing at the end. He was messed up. So it wasn't work, whether that was the pressing, whether that was him not being prepared, whether when the games counted, he wasn't able to pull off the delivery. he wasn't doing it the same as he was.
It was interesting that Theo came out and said, hey, get Tommy Hotovy's name out of your mouth. It's not his fault. And you can't blame Tom because he's given us all the resources. He didn't mention Joe, but he said it was his fault.
He also didn't mention that ticket price that David just mentioned, too.
Yeah, that's true.
What? $375?
Wow.
Whose fault is
upper deck?
Is it Theo? Is it all on Theo? How do you rank the fault meter? Theo, Tommy Hotovy, Tom Ricketts. Let's throw Joe in there.
I think for the most part, the further you get up the chain, the more blame there is. Theo created a lot of the resources problems with the Chatwood and Darvish signings last year, and that hung over their heads in a big way, not only just in what they didn't get from those guys, but it also meant you had to pick up Hamels off. You had to go get him in the first place.
Right.
And you couldn't spend last year's resources on something else, and then you had to pick up his option, which was $20 million that you now don't have to spend on Kimbrel or a handful of guys.
And he created the mindset, this mentality, the urgency. October starts in March and all that stuff. He made this into a football season with a football mentality.
But one's the cause and the other's the effect. If you could do more with personnel, you wouldn't
have that urgency?
Well, you wouldn't be looking so obsessively at every minute thing internally. You wouldn't
enough.
Have to.
So when you look at the players, which I think are not on that list, but I think they deserve a share of the responsibility and the blame, two guys come to mind who I think have struggled, which have been surprises to me. Chris Bryant, Kyle Hendricks. What do you attribute those two guys struggling this early in the season?
Bryant's actually kind of gone up and down, mostly down, especially over the weekend. So I think the jury's still out on that, but he didn't look good at all over the weekend with his swing. So I don't know. There was a lot of behind-the-scenes talks and questions about, is that shoulder really as good as he says it is? There's no reason to think it's not. There's no reason to think anybody's saying it's not. And Joe came right out and said, no, he's healthy. So that'll have to play out a little bit. Kyle, I don't know. I mean, this has been two starts now, and I always look at, with a little more scrutiny at pitchers, especially starting pitchers, because they have so much more control over what happens in the game and their own performances. So if this continues through another start, then you've got to start asking some bigger questions on him. But he says it's a mechanical thing, it's a little thing. His command was there, so we'll see.
Where is your Yu Darvish meter concern?
Well, I tell you what, it's back a lot closer to where it was last year. Look, he's healthy. We saw velocity. We saw stuff again. We also saw can't get out of the fifth inning again. And you can say it was raining. It started raining harder in the third inning. The harder it rained, the less effective he got. The other guy had a perfect game. So it's not you can't blame it on that, but you still wonder how much a little adversity gets in his head at times.
And when he gets the hook the way he did, that tells you that Joe doesn't trust it either.
No question, and Joe admitted afterwards. Joe overstated his effectiveness. The guy gave up a ton of hard contact and walked guys.
Right.
He put six of the last seven guys on base, and the out was a line drive. And Joe said he was pitching great. He could have stayed in. Joe also said, out of the other side of his mouth, I wanted to get him out of there while he was still feeling good. It was still only 1-0.
When Joe is making pitching changes, and there may be no way to know this, who's making them? Is he? Is it Hotovy? Is it a front office through Hotovy? Are these decisions being made by one guy, or is this a collaborative effort?
Well, it's collaborative in the sense that they have all the matchup information that he's given, and they discuss it. And then Joe sits down before the game and assigns parts of the lineup, and including bench guys, to certain relievers that are available that night. So then, for instance, the Darvish start, he didn't intend to go to the bullpen that early, but once he determined he was going to go to the bullpen, it was already determined who was going to get that part of the lineup. And so when it presented itself and he had the right guy and maybe a guy that could get strikeouts if he's on, then perfect. We'll pull the trigger on this a little sooner because we think we can keep this at a one-run game.
We saw Jason Hayward take a day and come back and you know, we saw a power show from Jason Hayward.
A series, really.
We haven't really seen that before.
We've seen it, kind of. We've seen back-to-back games with a homer. This was just one extra homer. And by the way, the ball was flying in Milwaukee. There were balls that looked like they were going to be, you know, routine fly balls that were going out. So I don't know what's going on. I've already seen something on one of the websites saying that the balls are juiced again. Who knows? But we've seen this in little spurts. So I'm not here to tell you this means anything. But keep watching.
When this team makes a run, and you know they're going to come back and rebound, and they're going to, you know, the Dodgers started 2-6 last year and ended up in the World Series. I mean, this can happen. It's 2-7, even though it's the worst start since '97. Will Tyler Chatwood and or Carl Edwards be part of this bullpen?
Carl Edwards almost certainly will be. Tyler Chatwood, probably not. I would think in the long run, no. And it's sort of counterintuitive. Like if he's pitching well
enough.
Yeah, because
one's in a Cub uniform today and one's in Des Moines.
Well, there's that, but when you're talking about Tyler Chatwood, you're talking about the better he pitches, the more likely they can get something in a trade and recoup some of that money.
C.J. Edwards, how long? How long does it take for him to turn it around if he's coming back up? Who comes
like
first,
if you,
Morrow or him? Is he here 2 weeks, 3 weeks, the All-Star game? When is he back?
Yeah, you've got, in addition to... He's got to show it for a stretch of time. You're also dealing with some roster issues because Alan Webster is a guy that had to be added to the roster, and it's not as simple as just optioning some of these guys.
You are Mr. Resource Allocation, so what did you hear, if anything, from Tom Ricketts when he spoke to us as far as whether the Cubs do or don't have the money to go after somebody if they want to?
Well, I know English pretty well, and I think he said no Craig Kimbrell.
I think he did say that.
he said it was
a big ticket.
Yeah, big ticket.
Big ticket. So yeah. I don't know. Can they go get a waiver deal? I mean, that's what it sounds like. He said there was flexibility, but more toward the trade deadline. The indications I get are maybe not much flexibility the way it's sitting. That's why, you know, you look at Chatwood, and if you can get some for him, that's why you're never going to hear a bad word about Chatwood, no matter how bad he looks, because it's every outing is a sales pitch.
Joe will just cuss silently on the bench. You see that the other day?
Yeah, he'll step into the tunnel to do it next time.
Yeah, that was funny.
All right, so Wilson Contreras is having a good year. Bodie is a great story.
Wait, we're talking 9 games is a good year?
Well, I'm saying he started out strong is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
I'm trying to look at positive storylines. This is where I was going.
He's going on the elliptical before he
works
out.
What's the feel-good story that gives you reason for hope?
You start with the guy that's going to throw the first pitch today. I mean, he's...
Corey Lightfoot? Oh, the guy. The first pitch.
You know, the bullpen could use another. Is she left-handed or right-handed?
She's lefty.
Oh, perfect.
She's a Sox season ticket holder, too.
Foley said that, she's a Sox season ticket holder.
Just say it.
Hold your applause.
I think John Lester, to answer your question, okay. He's the guy that stepped up. You have every reason to believe every year he gets older that he's going to have less stuff or this will be the year that he doesn't perform at an all-star level, and then he just goes and does it. So the fact that he's put together the two starts that no guy in the rotation has done so far, is your first encouraging there.
But also encouraging, Gordon, once you acknowledge that the offense has been pretty good. Their approach has been pretty decent.
Yeah, but the first three games, which was their most productive series, they had a DH and they were facing a crappy Texas pitching.
They scored 14 on Saturday, right?
That's true. So there was that one game, and they scored none except for one swing of the bat yesterday.
When the defense goes off the boil, it's just weird. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I do think that when they got to Atlanta and Zagunas dropped that ball in the first inning,
yeah.
I mean, everything felt so bad after the previous two games. I think that set a tone. I mean, they knew that was a big series, and they were trying to reset, and boom. And then the next pitch gets hit over the wall.
Yeah.
So at that point, if we were talking about that's the day, I believe that's the day that Lester said they were pressing.
Might have been.
It made you long for Kyle Schwarber's defense, we said.
Yeah, totally serious.
And then he makes a diving catch. Look at that.
I was talking to scouts after the game that night, and they were saying, why isn't Schwarber in there every day? And he made himself into an outfielder. And they were talking about catches that he made the year before.
Yeah. Last question, when's Eden Happ back?
When you guys were talking about those other guys, he's doing really well down there. I would say that's probably your more short-term one.
Will he be angry when they make him leave Iowa?
I just hope he brings the waffle makers, right?
All righty, Gordon. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming over. Gordon Wittenmeyer, we are going to bring in Dan and Connor. They are here. You should be here. 3462 North Clark. We're at the Country Club. The fine folks from White Claw Hard Seltzer bringing us, and it's the Cubs home opener. Get yourself tickets right here. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Hey, everybody, it's Pat Hughes.
And Rod Coomer. Right now you're listening to the best morning show in Chicago, Mully and Haw.
Talking Cubs and covering all of Chicago's teams every day, live at 5.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official home of the Chicago Cubs.
A radio.com sports station.
Oh, come on, phone.
What's wrong?
Sprintern. This smartphone is not smart.
Then switch to Sprint and get a brilliant iPhone XR lease for just $15 a month.
$15 a month? Now that sounds smart.
Switch to Sprint and get the brilliant iPhone XR lease for only $15 a month. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 per month after 16.25 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax, $3 activation fee, and restrictions apply. It's Monday morning, maybe you had a long weekend. You know, work hard, play hard. Let me tell you how I've been starting my days. It's with Super Beats, just 4 ounces of water, the terrific black cherry flavor pack, and I'm starting my day on the right foot. And I've got an offer for you. Try this, Super Beats, 90 days risk-free. Super Beats, what is it? It's a highly concentrated, scientifically formulated solution that supports healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. Listen, there's nothing more important than our health. And according to a recent announcement by the American Heart Association, 48% of us have some sort of serious cardiovascular issue. So that might be you, it might be me, you just don't know. And 39% of Americans have unhealthy blood pressure. Don't be one of those statistics. Be like me and take Super Beats to help you out. It's gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free. I know that's important to some of the guys around here. It's also non-GMO, no sugar added, vegan. Another guy loves the vegan stuff. And also, did you know the red color helps to capture the toxins and flush them out of your system? You know, some of those toxins you might have put in over the weekend. All right, here we go. Try Super Beats risk-free for 90 days. Go to the ScoreBeats.com, TheScoreBeats, B-E-E-T-S.com, to get the special offer. You'll even get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats with your first order at TheScoreSuperBeats.com. Also, a free nitric oxide indicator strip will let you know what your levels are. Go to TheScoreBeats.com or call 800-944-4755. Do it now and get your heart moving. Super Beats.
Your hands were made for greatness. Mighty hands for painting, paneling, and clicking the submit order button on HomeDepot.com to get that duvet. And these Egyptian cotton towels delivered right to your door. Do more with decor at the Home Depot. Save up to 30% on select bedding and bath. Now at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more kinds of doing. Valid on select items online only. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Enter promo code BEDBATH15 at purchase for an extra 15% off. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Every handshake can lead to something different. And whether it's assembling parts or starting startups, each deserves a banking partnership that's one of a kind. At CIBC, we tailor our services to you. We deliver on your business goals with an experienced commercial banking team you know and the resources of a bank with 150 years of putting clients first. A handshake with us leads to a banking partnership that's made for you. CIBC Commercial Banking. CIBC Bank USA, member FDIC.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Today in history.
Today in history.
April 8th.
Explorer Ponce de Leon claimed Florida for Spain today in 1513.
Today in 1789, the U.S. House of Representatives held its first meeting.
Hank Aaron hit his 715th home run, breaking Babe Ruth's record today in 1974.
Today in 1975, Frank Robinson of the Cleveland Indians became the first black manager of a Major League Baseball team.
Microsoft released Internet Explorer 6.0 today in 2001.
Suzanne Laurie Parks became the first African-American woman to win a Pulitzer today in 2002.
Are you at risk for oral cancer?
I never chew tobacco.
I don't drink much.
Never smoked a cigarette in my life.
You're three times as likely to get oral cancer if you drink or use tobacco.